بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Starting this chapter that we should have moderation in our nafal ibadat. We should not overdo it, and we should get into our nafal ibadat gradually. Of course, unfortunately, this does not apply to us where we really hardly do any nafal ibadat. We don't even do our farad properly. That is the first priority, to see that we make all our farad namaz, at least the namaz properly with jamaat, and with takbir ula, and with concentration and devotion. We are still very far from that. And then we should try and all the time do our nafal, with our five times namaz, with the nafal namazes which are there, we should try and do them also. And then the other nafal namazes like ishraq, jash, awabin, tahajjud, etc. And then other nafal namazes like salatul tawbah, salatul hajah, salatul shukr, tahiyatul masjid, tahiyatul wudu, all that also. And then if we do more than that, then we should consider a moderation, that we don't overdo it, that we don't neglect our own body's rights, we don't neglect the rights of other people. Further to that, we read this hadith, وَعَنْ عَيْشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ وَعَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالْ دَخَلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمَسْجِدِ فَإِذَا حَبْلٌ مَمْدُودٌ بين الساريتين فقال ما هذا الحبل قالوا هذا حبل لزينب فإذا فترت تعلقت به فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حلوه ليصلي أحدكم نشاطه فإذا فتر فليرقد متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Masjid al-Nabawi, and then he saw that there was a rope hanging from two pillars. So he inquired and asked, what is this rope about? What's the purpose? Who put it here? What is it about? They told, this is the rope of Zainab, the wife Zainab ibn Jahsh, who was the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mother of the mu'mineen. And they said, explained why she had put it there. Her house was adjacent to the masjid, and the door of her house opened into the masjid. And of course, the houses were very small. So at night when there was no one in the masjid, she should go into the masjid and make ibadat there. So she had put this rope there, that when she gets tired, then she should hang onto this rope, so that she does not fall down when she's so sleepy. So we can imagine how much ibadat she must have been doing. Completely exhausted, tired, and that she'll sleep away. But then she holds on to the rope that she must not fall asleep. So that is that excessive ibadat. Not what we do, we hardly really make any ibadat, and we think, now I'm tired, I've done too much ibadat. It's out of the question for us. If we reach that level, then the instructions are that now we must do our ibadat in moderation. And we should also understand our deen and understand the application of all the ahadith also. As explained previously, that for example, in the Quran Sharif, it comes that don't turn away the beggar. So that ayat is for the rich people, that when the beggars come, don't turn them away. That ayat is not for the poor people, that when they go to the rich people, they remind them of this ayat, they don't turn away the beggar. And the other ayat, don't beg. That ayat is for the poor people. They must practice on that. Don't go begging. But that ayat, the rich people, they quote that ayat. So when the beggar comes, they tell them, don't beg. Whereas when the beggar comes, the ayat to them was, don't turn away the beggar. And for the poor person was, don't go and beg. And not for the rich people, that they tell them don't go back. They should have known. So all this command, that not doing so much of ibadat, we take it for us. That we're not doing anything, and we say no. Sharia hadith taught us mustn't do excess of ibadat. This is for those people who make ibadat like Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. that's so exhausted, so tired that she'll fall down. So tired she is, but then she fastens a rope. So moderation are for those people. We who are not doing anything, these instructions are not directed to us. When she is tired of worship, she holds on to it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, untie it. Take out this rope. And you should offer salah when you are energetic. And when you are tired, you should lie down. When you are fresh and you concentrate properly, that time carry on with your ibadah. And when you feel tired, then you should go and take a rest. Then you don't force yourself to make more ibadah. The commentary on this hadith refers to Hazrat Zainab bin Jahsh, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the mother of the believers. What lesson we should take from here is that how much of ibadah the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum used to make. They should go out of their limits to make the ibadah of Allah. We can't believe that they made so much ibadah. They can't believe we're so much involved in dunya. That dunya, a useless thing, a petty thing, small, temporary thing, and we're so much engrossed in dunya. Dunya, which we all will leave behind when we die. And we're so much engrossed. They can't understand how we can be so much engrossed in dunya. And we can't understand how much they are engrossed in ibadah, in deen. And all that, they are going to find it in akhirah. Where when we all are going to die, whoever did that ibadah will find it there. And what we did for dunya will be left behind, yes. But we give preference to that which is going to be left behind over that which we're going to get and which will be permanently with us. Her home was adjacent to the masjid. Hence, she would engage in optional namaz there in the masjid when there was no one, when she was all alone. The foundational and her house was right next. The door of her house opened into the masjid. The foundational principle of moderation in worship also runs through this hadith. This hadith also explains it. One should not overburden oneself in optional worship, but pace oneself so that one may gradually increase in intensity. We should make our ibadah and increase it gradually. The best which Allah Ta'ala loves is what is done continually, even if it is a little bit. Not that some days we do a lot of ibadah, other days nothing, we are completely flat. No, continuously. And in that, gradually we should increase also all our ibadah. One should physically enact change by hand or tongue if one is able to do so. The best method of doing our nafal ibadat is keep on changing it. Do tilawat for a while, then make namaz, make zikr, make dua, take a little rest, again make tilawat, zikr, spread it out like that, then a person won't get tired. Not only one way we do one ibadat, but all the different ibadat, and that is also Allah's great mercy. He gave us different forms of ibadat. Just like food, if we only eat biryani all the time, we'll get tired of biryani. Sometimes we have biryani, sometimes you have curry khichdi, dal chawal, different, then you keep on eating. So like that ibadat also, Allah gave us a variety of ibadat. And there are certain ibadat which we will prefer, but do the other ibadat also. In zikr also, Allah gave us different types of zikr. Durood Sharif, tilawat of Quran, third kalima, toba istighfar, third kalima, all these are great, great ibadat. And if we change, keep on changing, do it little of this, again that, then it will become very easy for us and we'll be able to do a lot. It is just like for a person to lean against an object during salah. Farz namaz, we must not lean against anything. Especially those who sit on the chair, they must not lean on the backrest. Preferable, they sit on stools that don't have a backrest. If the person is helpless and he is permitted to sit on a chair, he should avoid the chair and sit on a stool that does not have a backrest. And even nafal ibadat, though it is permissible, but it is not like that you lean against something, like you lean against a wall and you get tired. So now you take support of the wall. No, that you should try not, you should stand on your own and make your own ibadah. May Allah give us tawfiq to make nafal ibadah and to make excessive nafal ibadah. Of course, if a person reaches that stage and his body, his people around him are not still ready for so much ibadah, then he must have moderation. Otherwise, we read enough cases, instances of great pious people who the whole night they should make ibadah. Every day they should keep roza, and this was their norm continuously. They are not prohibited from this, and that is not called that excessive ibadah. It is when we don't fulfill the rights of our body, our family people, our other people around us, etc., then that applies. May Allah let us understand our deen and understand what is directed to us. And do what we are commanded to do and obey the commands of Allah correctly and act accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana alaykum.